You're listening to SBS News.
30-year-old Dee from Wollongong has been battling an eating disorder. And towards the end of last year, her mental health problems only worsened as she faced more challenges. She lost one job after another, and eventually she felt herself slip away.
It was a quick move back in with mum and dad via having to be admitted to hospital via emergency because I was having some suicidal sort of tendencies, doing just really out of character stuff. Like I just had a bit of a, just needed some help.
A few weeks later, she was readmitted to a hospital emergency department for one weekend. Hospital records show that it was recommended she should see a psychiatrist, but she had to wait 4 months until she could get an appointment to be diagnosed.
I didn't know what to do. Like, it's, you just feel helpless. Honestly, in the state that I had been in and how big my swings were and how regularly I was seeing my doctor, I was gobsmacked. I was allowed to walk the streets. I was a danger to myself. I was a danger to other people.
The CEO of Beyond Blue, Georgie Harmon, believes it's time for an overhaul.
Someone is so unwell that they are hospitalised. When someone's got thoughts of suicide, we absolutely need to make sure that when they're discharged from hospital, they've got a care package. They've got support around them immediately. We do this for cancer. We do this for other diseases. It's no excuse anymore. We need this system reform and we need it urgently. We need big, bold reform.
The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare says the number of services delivered last year in September 2020 was 14.5% higher than in the same period the previous year, while mental health-related prescriptions saw an increase of 6%. Dan Alba is the director of up to 40 clinics between the New South Wales Central Coast and Wollongong. He saw a 20% increase, and he only expects these figures to rise.
We still don't know the effects of COVID this year. It's predicted that mental health consequences are only going to get worse in the coming months due to the cumulative effects of COVID.
To meet demand, the Australian government expanded the Medicare benefit scheme to include an additional 10 therapy sessions to Australians nationwide. However, the initiative ends at the end of March, and people trying to access these services have been put on extensive wait lists. Dee says it was recommended for her to attend a specialised clinic for 2 weeks that takes a more individualised approach to therapy, but it would cost up to $10,000.
It's just, yeah, baffling, to be honest. Like, I don't understand why nobody seems to care or why it's only important if you can afford to pay a lot of money for it. Because I feel like people from lower socioeconomic areas are obviously more susceptible to poor mental health in the first place. So it just doesn't really make sense.
In more regional areas, Dan Albert and his colleagues have noticed clients find it more difficult to meet payments.
We know that people avoid healthcare when there is a gap payment. It's one of the things they sort of prioritise last. And in the regional centres, we get lots of callers who are looking for help, who ask about the price and then end the call, which tells us that they're not able to meet the gap payment.
Mr. Albert says the pay gap needs to be addressed.
But what we more urgently also need is an increase of coverage and access for people who are not able to afford a gap payment. And the number of bulk billing psychologists, counsellors and psychotherapists in Australia is very low. So I think we do need to increase coverage for low-income earners for the first 10 sessions rather than just focusing on whether or not to expand the scheme.
When clients can't afford private mental health care, Mr. Alba's services refer them to the public health system. But there are long waiting times.
Sometimes it can be several weeks. Similarly with hospital or psychiatric care, people can get an almost immediate mental health care review at their local hospital, but often they're sent away without ability to engage in community mental health care for several weeks or months. And we've certainly heard of several clients who are not followed up by community health care and sort of fall through the cracks. So there certainly seems to be a gap between affordable mental health care and what's being provided at the moment.
Health professionals are calling for change and say in the meantime, telehealth must be embraced.
We're never going to have enough psychiatrists, especially in rural and regional Australia. So we need to rebuild the system.
Some psychiatrists have been so overwhelmed that they've had to stop taking any new clients, like Dr. Charles Austin Woods from Kiama on the New South Wales South Coast.
In the South Coast, a lot of bushfires at the end of 2019 and beginning of 2020 as well. And then some floods as well have affected quite a lot of people after that. And then at the end of that sandwich was the COVID pandemic, unfortunately. So it's been a steady stream of stress for people, and it's just really built up for a lot of young people in particular.
Dr. Woods says his colleagues have waiting lists until August, and he didn't want people to wait that long.
I find it odd to say to somebody, yes, yeah, see you in 5 or 6 months. So I've had to close. I feel like I've needed to close my books. Hopefully reopening relatively soon.
Beyond Blue told SBS News that there also needs to be more mental health professionals working together. And Dr. Woods agrees.
We need more and more staff, mental health workers, psychologists, counsellors, occupational therapists and psychiatrists. Trainee doctors go through those locations, and it would be great to get more and more of them on board for working with younger people.
Dee has told SBS News that with the support of her friends and family, she is doing better. But she says she's close to giving up on her search to find a psychiatrist that she can connect with.
At this point, I don't want to use the words giving up, but at this point, I probably will just not see a psychiatrist and bother with the diagnosis and try and manage it myself as best I can with diet, my doctor, my regular doctor, try to get into a psychologist, hopefully on a mental health plan, being on Centrelink. I just want to get back to work, get back to doing life.
Dee says while her support network around her aren't professionals, she's lucky to have them by her side. A spokesperson for the Minister for Health and Aged Care, Greg Hunt, has offered this statement to SBS News.
Mental health and suicide prevention remains one of the Morrison government's highest priorities. We are committed to ensuring Australia has a world-class health system supported by a highly trained, qualified and well-distributed health workforce. Our mental health reform agenda is being guided by the recommendations from the Productivity Commission's inquiry into mental health and the Medicare Benefits Schedule Review Task Force. In order to identify key workforce challenges and actions to support the effective provision of mental health services across Australia, the government is developing a new 10-year National Mental Health Workforce Strategy, which is due to be finalised later this year.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.